Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 high school hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Heart Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hook Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw C-Store and Virgin C-Store and Alexander Country Deli, your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Odds Collision in Warsaw, state-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Odds get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Virgin, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center, on the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
And welcome to high school basketball on CJ Country. It is the Pembroke Dragons and the Letchwood Legends. Hello again, everybody. It's John Carlson, the first high school basketball game here on CJ Country of the calendar year 2026. The Dragons, under Coach Matt Shea, come in with a record of 3 wins and 2 losses. The Legends, under Coach Tyler King, come in with a record of 1 win and 7 losses. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at the two teams. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Peckett here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small-town convenience stores and fueling stations with high-quality customer service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Back where the Letchworth Legends hosting the Pembroke Dragons. The Dragons, under Coach Matt Shea, 3 wins, 2 losses. They started out the season with a victory over Kendall, lost to Notre Dame and Batavia, victory over Alden, and then they lost. Actually, they had a postponed game. We were supposed to have them last week against Perry. That game was postponed. And their last game was a victory over Oakfield, Alabama, 66-35. Letchworth comes in with a record of 1 win, 7 losses. Lost their first 5 games of the year, then had a nice win over Oakfield, Alabama, 69-63, a game we had here on CJ Country about a week and a half ago. Came back with a couple of losses, close losses in the Attica Holiday Tournament, and now they're ready to start the new year here tonight. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will have first quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you.
Introducing the Pembroke Dragons, they will be starting senior Olin Schultz, sophomore Nolan Peterson, sophomore Gage Baker, sophomore Hunter Mast, and also sophomore Luca Baker. For Letchworth, they will be starting senior Maddox Kelly, junior Jaden Wright, senior Caden Samaritsky, and sophomore Brody Beachel, and also senior Darren Abbott. For Lutchworth so far this year, Brody Beachel has been the big scorer. He's had a couple of games where he's been over 30 points, a couple 33-point games. The Oakfield game that we had here on CJ Country, also a game earlier in the year against Dansville. So he's been their leading scorer so far. Secondary scoring mainly has come from Darren Abbott and also Jaden Wright. And once in a while, Caden Sumariski will hit double figures as well. Players are on the floor. Lutchworth in their home white with red and black trim. And Pembroke in their away black with white and green trim. And it's going to be Abbott jumping for Lutchworth and Peterson for Pembroke. Looks like we are set to go as soon as they turn the music down. And we are set to go. And the tap is controlled by the legend. Sumariski with the ball for Lutchworth. Looks like Pembroke's playing the man-to-man defense to start. Sumariski gives the ball over to Wright. Over to Sumariski on the left side. Drives in, off the glass, no good. Rebound to Abbott. His shot is blocked from behind by Peterson. And Peterson with the outlet pass. Dragons into the front court is Schultz with it. Schultz will kick it out to Baker. Now it's Peterson, and we're going to get the first foul of the game on the Legends. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be on Beachel for Lutchworth. So Brody Beachel with the first foul of the game. And it's Pembroke ball. Baker to inbound. Does so to Mast. And Peterson for three. It's good. Nolan Peterson. He is one of the main scorers for Pembroke. He has a high of, looks like I've seen, well, actually has a high of 29 in one of his games. Now it's Legends ball. The shot is no good by Wright. And it's a rebound to the Dragons. They get the ball into the front court. Peterson underneath, ball knocked away. It's going to be out of bounds and going to the Legends. So I mentioned Peterson is their main scorer for the Dragons. Secondary scoring usually comes from Owen Schultz. And Sumariski giving the ball over to Wright, right on the right side. Looking for some help. He'll find Abbott at the top of the key. Abbott will hand the ball to Wright. Wright with a dribble. Still has a dribble. 19 on the shot clock. Gives it to Abbott. Abbott over Sumariski for three. It's off the mark. No good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. I think it's going to go on number zero for Pembroke, Owen Schultz. So Schultz's foul is his first, the team's first. It'll be Legends ball underneath. And it will be Beachel to inbound for Lutchworth. Do some screening. Beachel looking. He'll lob it into Wright. Wright with the ball, top of the key, close to midcourt. Now he'll give it over to Beachel on the right wing. Beachel driving baseline. In some difficulty. Might have got away with steps, but he got the shot up and good. So Beachel with the first points for Lutchworth. And it's 3-2. Pembroke with the lead. Lutchworth picking up some full court pressure. And the Dragons get into the front court to Peterson. Peterson will set up the offense. Work the ball around the perimeter to Castro. His shot is off the mark. No good. Long rebound to Beachel. Beachel to Sumariski. Sumariski off the glass. No good. And it's Peterson going the other way for Pembroke. Peterson into the front court. We'll take it to Abbott. Shot is no good. Abbott stood his ground. Blocked the shot. Lutchworth ball in the front court. It's Beachel with the ball on the left wing. Beachel now picks up his dribble. He'll look for some help. Gives it to Abbott. Abbott out to Wright. Wright on the right wing. We'll take it down in. The floater is good. Jaden Wright with the points, and we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. To report underage drinking, call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932, or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
Dragons get the ball into the front court, and it's Cage Baker with his first points of the game. It's 5-4. Now Pembroke comes up with a steal. Get it up into the front court, and it's Schultz with it. Schultz double-teamed. He'll kick it out to Peterson. Peterson to the top of the key. It's Baker with the ball. Baker being watched by Sumaritsky. Lutcher playing man-to-man defense. And it's on the left side. It's Baker with it. Straight on three-pointer is good. Owen Schultz with his first points of the game. So a couple threes for the Dragons. They lead 8-4. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Legends ball is right with it. Wright takes it down to left side. Looks for Abbott. Ball on the floor. And Pembroke comes up with a loose ball. Into the front court. It is Baker with it. Baker down the lane. Kick it out to Schultz. Schultz, three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. And we're going to get an over-the-back violation on Pembroke. That'll be on Hunter Mast. That'll be his first. The team's second. Pembroke, a young team. They start senior Owen Schultz and then four sophomores. Lutzworth with three seniors, a sophomore, and a junior in their starting lineup. It's Wright with the ball on the right side. Wright will lob it into Abbott. Abbott off the glass. Good. Abbott with a basket, give the assist to Wright, and it's 8-6. Pembroke with the lead. Dragons have the ball in the back court. It's Baker with it. Baker gets it into the front court. Over to Peterson. Leave him open for three. That's taking a big risk. Peterson with the second three-pointer of the game. So Nolan Peterson off to a good start. And it's Wright with the ball in the front court for Letchworth. Takes it down. Floater is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Kelly off the glass. Good. Maddox Kelly with the offensive rebound. The putbacks. And his first points of the game, it's 11-8. Pembroke with the lead just about halfway through the first quarter. Baker with the ball for the Dragons. And they finally get into the front court to Schultz. Schultz will hand it back to Baker. Baker top of the key. Thought about it. Now give it over to Baker to Schultz. Schultz in the lane. The runner is good. Owen Schultz with his second basket of the game. He has 5 points. Legends ball into the front court. Sumaritsky with the ball on the right wing. He'll kick it out to Wright. Wright looking over the offense. Now we'll give it back to Sumaritsky. Finds Kelly. Kelly off the glass. No good. Rebound Abbott. He got hit. No call. And the Legends come up with the ball. It's a Dragons ball. And they get it into the front court. It is Baker with it. Baker top of the key being watched by Sumaritsky. Give it over on the left side. It's Gage Baker with it. Give it to Schultz for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Beachel. Beachel into the front court. 3-on-2 for Letcher. Beachel will take it in. The runner. Score the basket and the foul. Brody Beachel with a basket. And a chance for the three-point play. Foul call went on Hunter Mast. And it's going to be Beachel at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Now they're going to change that. It's going to be on Schultz. So that'll be Schultz's second foul. Beachel free throws off the mark. No good. Ball on the floor. Letcher comes up with it. Kick it out to Sumaritsky. Sumaritsky sends it back. Three-pointers off the mark. No good. Abbott with the rebound. He kicks it out in the lane. And it's going to be Letchworth ball. It will be Beachel to inbound. Evan Sarkis and Brian Roach have checked in for the Legends. It's Sumaritsky with the ball. Sumaritsky down the lane, hits the floor. We're going to get a blocking foul call on Pembroke. That'll be on number zero on Schultz. I think it's going to be number three on Schultz, so he's going to have a seat next to Coach Shea for a little while. And Mason Weatherby will look to check in for Pembroke. At the line, it is Sumaritsky. Free throw is good. Caden Sumaritsky with his first point of the game. And Schultz will leave with those three fouls. So Schultz with three, Hunter Mask with one for Pembroke. And for Letchworth, Brody Beachel just the one foul. Second free throw, good. So Sumaritsky hits them both. And it's 13-12, Pembroke with the lead. to get the ball into the front court. We're going to get a double dribble called on the Dragons. It was masked with it near midcourt, just basically dribbled with two hands. So referee all over that one. Sumerski takes the inbounds pass for Legends. Into the front court, give it to Beachell. Beachell being watched by Peterson. Give it over on the left side to Roach. Roach picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Sarkis. Sarkis to Sumerski. Sumerski, top of the key, takes it into the lane. Pass to Abbott, off the glass. Good. The assist to Sumerski. The basket by Abbott. And Lutchworth in front, 14-13. 2 minutes left, first quarter. Peterson to the ball for the Dragons. Plays catch with Luca Baker. Baker into the front court. Still has the dribble. And Luca Baker with it. Top of the key. Still with a dribble. Now he'll give it back out to Weatherby. Weatherby kicks it out to Gage Baker. Gage Baker takes it in, and he'll kick it out to Luca Baker. Baker over to Weatherby. Weatherby will kick it out. They work the ball around the perimeter. Three-pointer on the way, and good. Three-pointer for Luca Baker. Good patience there by the Dragons as they get the basket. They lead 16-14. 1:20 left, first quarter. Sumerski with the ball for the Legends. Bounce it into the corner to Sarkis. Back out to Sumerski. Floats it into Abbott. Abbott. And the three-pointer on the way is good by Brian Roach. So Roach with his first points of the game. And the Legends leading 17-16. 1 minute left, first quarter. Weatherby with the ball for the Dragons. And ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Pembroke ball. Substitution for the Dragons as Swozak will check in. And Mast will have a seat. And for Letchworth, it'll be Kaufman checking in. And Gabbett will rest for the last minute or so of the first quarter. It's Dragons looking to inbound. They do so. And it's now Luca Baker with the ball. Baker being watched by Duplengeiser, who's checked in for Letchworth. Worked the ball over. Now it's Luca Baker giving it to Peterson for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound is picked off by Sarkis. Sarkis will give it to Duplengeiser. Duplengeiser into the front court. Floats it down. The little pull-up jumper is no good. And we're going to get a foul call. It was Roach who missed the basket. And I think they're going to get him with a foul. So Brian Roach with his first foul. Second on the team. And it's Dragons ball. They can play for one here if they want. And they have the ball on the right side. It's back out now to Luca Baker. Baker will give it to Peterson. Now it's Baker. That's Luca Baker with it. 9 seconds left in the quarter. Baker will take it down into the lane. The floater off the glass. No good. Tapped out. Picked up by Duplengeiser. He hits the floor. No call. Ball on the floor. And that will do it. At the end of one, it is Letcher 17, Pembroke 16. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country. How about a 60?
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Back to start the second quarter, it is Letchworth leading Pembroke 17-16. Leading good balance scoring for Letchworth in the first quarter. Brody Beachell and Darrett Abbott 4 points apiece. Brian Roach with three. 2 points apiece for Caden Sumerski, Jaden Wright, and Maddox Kelly. And for Pembroke, Nolan Peterson with 6 points. Owen Schultz with five. Luca Baker with three. So very competitive. Close first score or first period. First quarter, and we hope for the same here. And it's going to be Dragons ball. That is Luca Baker with the ball. Gives it over to Weatherby. Now it's Luca Baker again. He'll hand it to Peterson. Peterson will take it on the left side. Over to Gage Baker. Ball knocked away. Abbott comes up with it. Stevie Kaufman giving it to Tupengeiser. Tupengeiser, the bounce pass, and it's intercepted by Luca Baker. Luca Baker will cross midcourt with the ball for the Dragons. In the corner, Weatherby three-pointer is no good. Tapped out, picked up by Baker. Three-pointer is off the rim, no good. And the rebound, Peterson off the rim, no good again. And this time, no good. It'll be Connor Wodak going to the basket to shoot a couple. So Pembroke that time making hay on the offensive glass. As Letchworth, looks like they only have one starter on the floor right now, and that's Jaden Wright. Free throw on the way is no good. Wozak will get one more. Second free throw is no good, and rebound comes out to Wright. Wright will take it up the left side for Letchworth. Right into the lane, off the glass, and it is good. Jaden Wright, coast to coast, his second basket of the game. Letchworth leading 19-16. Dragons ball in the front court. Peterson giving it over to Luca Baker. Now they get it underneath, swing it out to Weatherby. Weatherby will get it into the lane, and we're going to get a travel call on the Dragons. Letchworth will get four of their starters back in, so they start. They have the original starting five back out on the floor. That would be Kelly, Sumariski, Wright, Beachel, and Abbott. Inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski into the front court. Letchworth leading 19-16. 6:45 left here in the first half. Near steal, and it is a steal for Luca Baker. Gets it up to Peterson. Peterson takes it down underneath, and a block shot by Wright. Ball on the floor, and it's Kelly with the Sumariski. Sumariski up to Beachel. Beachel pulls up for the three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Sumariski with the rebound. Takes it in and draws the foul. So Caden Sumariski that time on the offensive glass coming up with a rebound. He'll go to the line chance to add to his total tonight. He's the only player for either team to make a free throw. Two for two in the first quarter for the Legends. Free throw is in and out for Sumariski's first miss. And for the Dragons, Mast will check in. Peterson will get his first rest of the evening. And Sumariski at the line. Free throw number two on the way. And it's off the mark. No good. Weatherby with a rebound for the Dragons to get the ball into the front court. And they work the ball around the perimeter. It's Luca Baker with it. Baker to Mast. Mast almost lost his footing. And then... No, he lost his footing a little bit. Then he just kind of threw his pass off trajectory. So went off another Dragon player out of bounds. And it's going to be Letchworth ball. Legends leading 19-16. 6:12 left here in the first half. Inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski crosses midcourt. Now we'll give it to Kelly. Kelly to right in the right corner. Swing it over to Sumariski. Sumariski into the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound picked off by Weatherby. Weatherby will bring it up himself for the Dragons. Weatherby up the left side, finds Luca Baker top of the key. Baker being watched by Sumariski. Kind of checking out his options. Finds Weatherby on the back door cut. His shot is off the mark, no good. And Wright finally comes up with a ball for Letchworth. Wright with a pass up to Sumariski. Sumariski to Abbott. Now Abbott, top of the key, will give it over to Wright. Wright over to Sumariski on the right side. Drives in. The floater is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Mast. Mast will bring it up himself for the Dragons. Under just over 5 minutes left in the first half. Letchworth leading 19-16. It's Luca Baker with the ball. Giving it to Weatherby. Over to Mast. Now it's Gage Baker, lost the handle. Beachel up to Wright. Wright will take it in for a layup, and he will score. The basket by Jaden Wright. So Letchworth with the first 4 points The only 4 points here in 3-plus minutes of the second quarter. It's Dragons ball. It's Luca Baker with it. Giving it to Mast. Mast into the front court. Down the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound picked off by Abbott. The outlet pass to Wright. Wright finds Sumariski on the left side. Sumariski drives baseline. Kicks it out to Beachel. Beachel step back three-pointer. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Abbott tips it out to Sumariski. Sumariski baseline jumper. Good. Caden Sumariski with another basket. And Letchworth 6 points in a row to start the second quarter. They lead 23-16. It's Dragons ball, and it is Mass with it. Mass giving it to Luca Baker. Baker has the ball. Now he's going to take the three-pointer. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Wright. Wright floats it up to Beachel. A little miscommunication there. Goes out of bounds. And Pembroke will make a couple substitutions as they will get Schultz and Peterson, the two leading scorers, back in the game. And it's going to be Gage Baker. And Zwozak will have a rest. Pembroke ball. Weatherby with the inbounds pass to Luca Baker. Baker giving it to Mass down the lane. Shot is no good. Abbott with the outlet pass to Sumariski. Now Beachel with it. Beachel top of the key. Being watched by Peterson. Takes it down off the glass. No good. Going the other way, it is Peterson. Peterson goes behind his back. Gets the ball over midcourt. Now he'll take it down the lane. Shot is up. Good. Nolan Peterson to the basket. He has 8 points. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
Letchworth ball, but it's a steal by Pembroke. It's Baker with the ball. Luca Baker with it. Pulls up and gets a shot up off the glass, and good. So Luca Baker off the timeout with a steal. It's 23-20. Letchworth with the lead. 3:15 left, first half. Beachel with the ball on the left side. Drives baseline, takes it underneath, and is able to draw the foul. So Brody Beachel will head to the line. And Coach Shea not too thrilled with the call. It's having a little discussion with the referee. Foul call went on Hunter Mass, so he has his second foul. So only two Dragons. Beachel hits the first free throw. Half fouls on him, but unfortunately it's Mass with two and Schultz with three. And Beachel at the line for free throw number two, and it is good. Beachel hits them both. He has 6 points, and the Letchworth lead is 25-20. Whether we be with the ball for the Dragons, gets it into the front court. It's Mass, finds Peterson. Peterson takes a shot off the glass, and good. Nolan Peterson with a basket. He has 10 points. Wright with the ball for Letchworth. Less than 3 minutes left in the half. Wright has this dribble on the right side over to Beachel. Beachel, leave him alone. And in and out. Rebound picked off by Peterson. Peterson will bring it up the right side. Peterson being watched by Beachel. Takes it into the lane. Nice steal there by Sumariski. Sumariski with the ball into the front court. He'll take it down in. Layup is no good. Rebound picked off by Kelly, and he drew the foul. So good hustle there by Kelly off the Sumariski steal. And we get a couple substitutions for Letchworth. Sarkis and Roach will check back in. Beachel and Kelly will have a rest. 2.5 minutes left in the half. Letchworth leading 25-22. And it'll be Roach to inbound for the Legends. Roach to Sumariski. Short jumper off the mark. No good. And going the other way, it is Peterson. Nolan Peterson for the Dragons. He'll kick it over to Luca Baker. Baker will find Mast. Mast top of the key. Over to Weatherby. Weatherby on the left side. And we're going to get a foul call. It's going to be on Sumariski trying to get through a screen. And so the foul on Keaton Sumariski will be his first. And it will be Dragons ball. Floated into Peterson. Peterson into the lane. Will kick it out to Weatherby. His shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound to Abbott. The outlet pass to Roach. Roach into the front court. Will hand it to Wright. And they're going to say the Pembroke player, Mast, was able to tie up Wright. But possession arrow favoring Letcher. So it's Legends ball. 1:58 left in the half. They lead by three. Wright will look to inbound and does so to Sumariski. Sumariski will look to set the offense. Being watched by Baker. Gives it. And we'll get a steps travel call on Sarkis. Kind of went to a jump stop. Took an extra step and it'll be Dragons ball on the side. Weatherby to inbound. Does so to Baker. That's Luca Baker with the ball. Gage Baker getting ready to check back in. Baker to Weatherby. Weatherby will give it to Schultz. Now they get it underneath, and Mast's shot is off the mark, no good, but he draws the foul, and that's going to be on Sumariski. So a couple fouls for Caden toward the end of the half gives him two for the game. And at the line, it will be sophomore Hunter Mast looking for his first point or points of the evening. Free throw on the way is good. That's the first made free throw by Pembroke. Not a lot of fouls called on either team. They missed a couple previously. Now Beachell checking back in, and Sumariski will have a rest for the final 1:36 of the first half. Mast. Free throw on the way is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound picked off by Gage Baker. He'll give it out to Peterson. Peterson playing a catch with Luca Baker. Baker top of the key. Has the dribble. Now he'll kick it over to Weatherby. Weatherby driving baseline. Shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Mast. Mast, I think they're going to get... Now they're going to call a... They're going to say he reached around the Lectrith player to pick up the foul. So the foul on Mast, that'll be his third. So... Mast and Schultz. Now Mast will have a rest as Wojak will check back in. So Mast and Schultz, three fouls apiece for Pembroke. Inbounds pass to Beachell. Beachell near midcourt. Now picks up his dribble. We'll give it to Abbott. Abbott looking for some help. Now takes a couple of dribbles. Give it to Roach. Roach back to Beachell. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Beachell to Wright. Wright. Out to Roach. Roach on the left side. Giving it to Sarkis. Sarkis over to Wright on the right wing. Wright with the ball. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Wright. Kind of a pass. Kind of a shot. It went off one of the Dragons out of bounds. And I'm going to get... Well, I actually did hit the rim. So it's a fresh shot clock. So 34 on the shot clock. 44 left in the first half. It'll be Beachell to inbound for the Legends. And Beachell will float it in to Roach. Roach will give it to Abbott. Abbott will hand it to Wright. Wright on the right wing. Take it into the lane. Lost the handle. Going the other way. It is Peterson. Peterson into the front court for Pembroke. Pulls up for the three-pointer. It is good. The three-pointer for Nolan Peterson. That's his third three-pointer of the first half. Pembroke in front. 26-25. 20 seconds left. Right, and it's going to be intercepted. Going the other way, it is Weatherby. Weatherby will take it in. The shot is up and good. So the Dragons score five in a row as we wind it down here in the first half. Now it's Beachell with the ball. 6 seconds left. Beachell on the right side. Takes it into the lane. Runs it down and scores at the end of the first half. Brody Beachell with a basket. And at the half, it is Pembroke 28, Letchworth 27. We'll be back with halftime scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
John Carlson with you. High school basketball here on CJ Country. The Lutworth Legends hosting the Pembroke Dragons. At the half, it's Pembroke leading 28-27. We'll run down the scoring first for Pembroke. First half, outstanding half for Nolan Peterson. He had three three-pointers, a couple two-pointers for a total of 13. Owen Schultz with 5 points on a three-pointer, two-pointer. Luca Baker the same, a three-pointer, two-pointer, total of 5. Cage Baker with a two-point field goal for 2 points. Mason Weatherby, a two-point field goal for 2 points. Hunter Mast, one of two from the line for 1 point. Dragons scoring 16 in the first quarter, 12 in the second quarter for their total of 28. They are one of four from the free throw line, and foul trouble they do have some. Owen Schultz and Hunter Mast with 3 fouls apiece. For the Legends, they were led in scoring the first half by Brody Beachel. 3 field goals and a 2-for-2 from the line for a total of 8 points. Jaden Wright with 3 two-point field goals for 6 points. Caden Sumeritsky with a couple free throws and a 2-point field goal for 4 points. Darren Abbott with a couple field goals for 4 points. Brian Roach a 3-point field goal for 3 points. And also Maddox Talley with a 2-point field goal for 2 points. Legends scoring 17 in the first quarter and 10 in the second quarter for their total of 27. They are 4 of 6. From the free throw line, the only foul trouble at all is Caden Sumeritsky. He has 2 fouls. No other Legend has more than 1. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we will take a look at some of the schedule for the area teams tonight and also some of the updated standings. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit HardingPlumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
At the half, it is Pembroke 28 and Letchworth 27. While we have a couple minutes, take a look first at some of the area teams tonight that are in action. A lot of Genesee region action tonight. It is Notre Dame playing at Alexander. Lindenville is at Attica. Kendall is at Byron Bergen and Holly at Elba. And Oakfield, Alabama is at Wheeland-Chile. A non-league game tonight, Spencerport is at Leroy. Taking a look at the standings so far, about a quarter, maybe a third of the way through the season for some of the teams. In Class A, your number four seed is Batavia with a record of 5 wins and 1 loss. In Class B1, top area teams are Leroy, the number three seed with a 6-3 record. Number five is Danville with a record of 4-3. In Class B2, the number four seed so far, Avon, with a record of 4 wins and 2 losses. And Attica, the number nine seed, a record of 3 wins and 5 losses. Dropping down to C1, Geneseo off to another great start. They are right now the number three seed with a record of 6 wins, 1 loss. The number four seed is playing here tonight. That is Pembroke with their 3-2 record, the number four seed. Number five is Byron Bergen, and they have a record of 4 wins, 2 losses. At number eight is Cal Mum. They have a record of 4 wins and 3 losses. Number 12 is Alexander with a record of 2 wins and 5 losses. And the number 17 seed right here tonight is Letchworth. Record of 1 win, 7 losses, but it's kind of a deceptive record. They've lost 5 or 6 games by like 5 or 6 points or less. So Legends could easily turn it around in the second half of the season. Drop down to Class C2. The number 3 seed is Fillmore, off to a great start. They are 7-0. The number 6 team is Perry with a record of 5 wins and 1 loss. Number 7 is Notre Dame with a record of 6-2. Number 8 is Keshequa with a record of 4-2. Number 9 is York, a record of 4-3. The number 12 seed is Pavilion with a record of 3 wins, 5 losses. Number 16 is Warsaw, and down in Class D, your number 4 seed is Mount Morris. They have a record of 5 wins and 3 losses. Next broadcast coming your way here on CJ Country will be Friday night. We'll be in Warsaw. It'll be Pavilion at Warsaw. Tip time should be about 7 o'clock. It'll be Dragons Ball to start. Looks like they're going to have their original starting five on the floor. That'll be Schultz, Nolan Peterson, Gage Baker, Mast, and Luca Baker. And the same for the Legends, their original starting five. That would be Kelly, Sumariski, Wright, Beachel, and Abbott. It is Dragons Ball to start the half. Inbounds pass to Luca Baker. Baker being watched by Sumariski. Get the ball over on the right side to Gage Baker. Now it's Peterson with the ball on the left side. Luca Baker, top of the key, being watched by Sumariski. Gives it to Gage Baker in the lane. Finds Luca Baker back out to Peterson. Peterson left wing, three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Long rebound picked up by Wright. Right into the front court for the Legends. Into the lane. Bounce pass. And I think before the bounce pass, we're going to get a travel call on Wright. So Kelly with a basket, but before the basket, the travel called on Wright. It's Dragons ball. It's Luca Baker sending it over to Gage Baker. Back to Luca. Luca into the front court to Peterson. Now Luca Baker again. Over to Gage Baker. Baker into the lane. Bounce pass. Shot is up. Good. The basket by Hunter Mast. So Mast with his first basket. Total of 3 points. Sumariski with the ball. It's a 3-point lead for the Dragons. Sumariski giving it to Abbott. Abbott looking. Now he'll hand it to Wright. Wright gets a screen from Kelly. Has the ball on the right side. Still with a dribble. Now we'll float it into Abbott. And the ball intercepted by Schultz. Schultz will give it to Luca Baker. Baker finds Peterson on the right side. Peterson being watched by Beachel. Hands the ball to Baker. Luca Baker with it. Takes it down the left side. Back out to Peterson. Peterson into the lane. Lost the handle. Out of bounds. He thought he was pushed. Referee disagrees. So it's going to be Legends ball. Duppengeiser on the floor for Letchworth in place of Wright. And Duppengeiser will take the inbounds pass from Kelly. Dylan Duppengeiser will hand it to Sumariski. Sumariski back out to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser being watched by Schultz. And Duppengeiser still with the dribble. Gives it to Sumariski. Three-pointer off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by the Dragons. And a little miscommunication, but they still had the ball. It's Gage Baker getting it to Schultz. Schultz into the front court. Has the ball stolen away by Sumariski. Sumariski into the front court. Runner is no good. Looking for a foul. No call. And we're going to get a foul call on Kelly. Kelly thought he had the steal, but the referee said, nope, you fouled. So Maddox Kelly with a foul. That is his first. And we're just 2 minutes into the second half. Just 2 points so far that going to Pembroke. And it's Dragons ball. Gage Baker to Luca Baker. Finds Peterson. Peterson will send it over to Schultz for three. It's in and out. Rebound picked up by Gage Baker. Ball on the floor. We're going to get a held ball. And it's going to be a Letchworth ball. It was Abbott and Gage Baker tying it up. And it's Legends ball. 5:44 left third quarter. Inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Now Pembroke will pick up with some full court pressure. And the ball stolen away. It's Schultz with it. Underneath, Duppengeiser came back. Nice hustle that time. And Caden Sumariski with a block shot. Now we get a substitution for Letchworth. Sarkis will come in. Duppengeiser will have a rest. And Sarkis will guard Luca Baker. He gets it into Mast. Mast over to Gage Baker. Now it's Peterson to Schultz. Work the ball around the perimeter to Gage Baker. Now Luca Baker. Over to Schultz. Straight on three-pointer is good. Owen Schultz with his second three-pointer. He has 8 points total. It's a six-point Pembroke lead. Beachel gets it to Abbott. Abbott to Sumaritsky. Sumaritsky will send it over. We got players on the floor. I think we're going to get an offensive foul call on Sumaritsky. So that'll be the third foul on Caden Sumaritsky. It'll be Dragons ball. Pembroke outscoring Letchworth 5-0 start first 3 minutes here in the third quarter. It's Gage Baker with it, looking for Luca Baker, and they get it into the front court. Luca Baker over to Gage Baker. Baker into the lane, bounce pass, and the basket by Mast. Hunter Mast with his second basket. We're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you.
Coach Tyler King for the Legends taking a timeout as Pembroke has outscored Letchworth 7-0. First 3-plus minutes here in the third quarter. So we'll see what the Legends can figure out here. They led toward the end of the first half, and then Pembroke scored the last few points of the first half to take a 28-27 halftime lead, and they've scored 7 in a row to start the third quarter. So it's Beachel, Kelly, Sarkis, Roach, and Abbott on the floor for the Legends. Pembroke picking up some 2-2-1 full-court pressure. And it's Roach with it. He's going to face a double team, so he'll send it back to Beachel. Beachel has the ball knocked away. Beachel gets it back. They're going to run out of time. They barely get it to the front quarter or front half, but it's intercepted and going in for the layup and scoring. It is Luca Baker, so Pembroke picking up with the pressure, and Letchworth in the handle well that time. Now Kelly gets into the front court to Sarkis. Sarkis double team, gets it to Abbott. Abbott, ball on the floor. He gets double team, and we're going to get a held ball, I believe, and possession going to Pembroke. So just like that, the Dragons really picking up the defensive pressure, and they've opened up a 10-point lead. They've scored the first 9 points here in the third quarter. Duppengeiser back in place of Sarkis, and it's Dragons ball. Inbounds pass comes to Luca Baker. Gives it to Gage Baker. Luca Baker gets it into the front court to Mast, over to Peterson. Peterson thought about the three and send it back to Luca Baker, now Gage Baker. Peterson opened for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound picked off by Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser will find Abbott. Abbott over to Beachel. Beachel will get a foul call. And that will go on Pembroke's number 5. That'll be Luca Baker with a foul, his first. And it'll be Brody Beachel to the line for Letchworth. Beachel with 8 points in the first half. Free throw is no good. So Beachel is now 2 of 3 from the line. Letchworth as a team is 4 of 7. Foul call on Luca Baker. That was his second. Second free throw is good. So Beachel 1 of 2. Now with 9 points in the game. And it's a 9-point Pembroke lead. Into the front court. It is Luca Baker with it. Gives it over to Schultz. Schultz takes it into the lane. Runner's no good. Rebound picked off by Abbott. Abbott will give it to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser into the front court. Takes it down the lane, and we're going to get a foul call on Pembroke. It's going to be a Lutcher fall on the side and a foul call on Baker. That'll be his third. So Luca Baker, Mast, and Schultz, all three fouls apiece for Pembroke. Inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser will give it to Abbott. Abbott will find Beachel. Beachel, long-range three-pointer. It's off the rim. No good. And rebound going the other way with it for the Legends. It is Schultz. Schultz into the front court, has the ball on the left side. Finds Gage Baker, back to Schultz. Worked the ball around the perimeter to Luca Baker. They pass the ball around the perimeter. Now it's Gage Baker, back to Luca Baker for three. It is good. The three-pointer for Luca Baker. That is his second three-pointer. He now has 10 points. It's a 12-point Pembroke lead. Duppengeiser to Roach. Beachel over to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser will give it to Kelly, and we're going to get a foul call on Pembroke. It's going to go on number one, Nolan Peterson, so that'll be just his first. Be Lutcher's ball on the side with 2:50 left in the third quarter. Lob pass to Abbott. Abbott missed the layup, though. He was contested there by the Dragons, and now it's Peterson with the ball for Pembroke. Finds Gage Baker. Baker into the lane. Double team there. Looking for some help. Give it out to Schultz for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Abbott. Finds Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser being harassed and is being fouled. Foul will be on Gage Baker. That'll be his second foul. And we get a substitution for Pembroke as Weatherby will check back in and Schultz will have a rest. Lutcher fall on the side. Kelly with the inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser will find Roach on the right side. Roach to the lane, and he's going to get called for a travel. Roach with the extra step, and it's going to be Dragons ball on the side. They've opened up a 12-point lead. And the inbounds pass comes to Luca Baker. Baker being watched by Duppengeiser, takes it into the front court. Baker. Bounce pass over to Pooh Peterson. He finds Gage Baker. Baker out to Luca Baker for three. It is around the rim and out. Rebound to Abbott. And I think we're going to get a foul call on Pembroke. That'll be on Gage Baker. That is his second. And that's the fifth foul. So we'll go to the other end. And it's going to be Darren Abbott, the senior, going to the line for the Legends. Abbott. Couple field goals in the first quarter, and he has 4 points total. Chance to add to it here. Free throw on the way is off the back of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Legends are now 5 of 9 from the line. And we'll make that 6 of 10 as he hits one of the two. And he has 5 points. 11-point Pembroke lead. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. It's Luca Baker with the ball. Now he gives it up, and it's Weatherby, top of the key. Weatherby will send it back to Baker, leave him open for three, and he hits the three-pointer. Luca Baker, that's his second three-pointer of the quarter, third of the game, and we'll give the timeout from Coach King. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Pembroke 43 and Letchworth 29. Pembroke outscoring Letchworth 15-2 here in the third quarter. Pressure defense has caused a lot of problems for the Legends. Now it's Duppengeiser with the ball. Duppengeiser into the front court. Pembroke playing man-to-man defense. Now he'll give it over to Beachel. Beachel on the left wing. Finds Kelly over to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser on the right side. He'll give it to Kaufman. Now Roach. And we're going to get another held ball called. Good defense that time by Weatherby stepping in there. And it's going to be Legends ball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 1:21 left here in the third quarter. Beecho lob it into Kelly. Kelly giving it to Kaufman. Kaufman looking for some help. He'll hand it to Roach. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Beecho with the ball. Beecho step back now, gives it to Roach. Roach will give it to Kelly, and they run out of time due to the Legends. So it's going to be Pembroke ball with 1 minute, 5 seconds left, third quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Luca Baker. Baker being watched by Dupengeiser. Gets it into the front court. He hands it to Gage Baker. Work the ball around the perimeter. It's Weatherby. Now underneath, and it's intercepted by Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser into the front court. Finds Beecho. Beecho off the glass. Good. Dupengeiser the assist. The basket by Beecho. And Brody Beecho with 11 points. And it's a 12-point Pembroke lead. Less than 40 seconds left, third quarter. Gage Baker will give it to Peterson right down the lane. The runner no good. And rebound putback is good. Wojak with a basket, his first points of the game. Dupengeiser looks up, sees 20 seconds left in the quarter, and has the ball on the right side. Lost the handle. We're going to get a foul call on Pembroke. That will be on Nolan Peterson. He thought he had a clean steal. Said it's a foul that is his second, and the team over the limit. And it's going to be Dupengeiser at the line for Letchworth. Dupengeiser is an eighth grader and handles the ball pretty well. Good composure out there. And the free throw is no good, in and out. He'll have one more. A couple substitutions for Pembroke as Schultz and Mast checking in. Wozak and Gage Baker will have a rest. So Dupengeiser, second free throw on the way. Good. Dylan Dupengeiser with his first point of the game. And it's Dragons ball. Peterson giving it to Baker. That's Luca Baker with the ball, being watched by Dupengeiser. Baker will get a screen. Still has the dribble. Bounce pass underneath the mask. Score the basket and the foul. With 1.3 seconds left, Hunter Mast with the basket. He has 6 points in the quarter. Drew the foul, and the foul call went on Roach. That is his second. And at the line, trying to complete the three-point play, it will be Hunter Mast. Free throw on the way is no good. Long rebound, and that will do it. At the end of three, it is Pembroke 47, Letchworth 32. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
If you talk and they will hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
It is Pembroke 47 and Letchworth 32. It's high school basketball on CJ Country. John Carlson with you. As the Pembroke Dragons outscoring Letchworth in the third quarter by a count of 19-5 to open up the 15-point lead. Leading scores for Pembroke so far, Nolan Peterson and Luca Baker, both with 13 points. And for Letchworth, leading scores so far, Brody Beecho with 11. So it was Pembroke's pressure defense that caused a lot of issues for Letchworth in that third quarter. And we'll see Coach King can have any answers for the Legends here in the fourth quarter. Looks like Letchworth will have their original starting... Not quite their original starting five. We'll get that to you in a second. It's Pembroke ball. It is Luca Baker with it. Looks like actually Letchworth's going to play It's like a kind of a 2-3 zone to start the fourth quarter. And it is Schultz over to Baker. Baker pulls up for the jumper and hits. Luca Baker, now the high scorer in the game. He has 15 points for the Dragons. Sumariski with the ball. Sumariski on the floor along with Kelly, Abbott, Beachel, and also Sarkis. Kelly out to Sarkis. Sarkis into the lane. Out to Beachel. Beachel long-range three-pointer. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound picked off by Weatherby. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or a thousand cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Thompson Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
7:19 left here in the fourth quarter. It is Pembroke 49 and Letchworth 32. Next broadcast coming your way on Friday night. It'll be Pavilion at Warsaw. Got a couple Letchworth games coming up a week from Friday. It'll be Letchworth at Cal Mom, and then the following Tuesday it'll be January 20th, Letchworth at Pavilion, and on the 23rd, that's a Friday night, it'll be Letchworth at Avon. So we got three more Letchworth games coming your way in the next couple weeks. And as you mentioned, Pavilion at Warsaw Friday night. Tip time should be about 7 o'clock. Basically, it should be 7 o'clock for the rest of the regular season. Never know how long the TV game will last. Start a little bit early tonight. Usually, more often than not, we start a little late. But quick JV game tonight with Pembroke taking care of the Letchworth JVs in the first game. And it's going to be Dragons ball. Inbounds pass will come to Luca Baker. Now Letchworth will pick up with some full court pressure. Gives it to Peterson. Peterson taking up left side, double team. Gets it to Mast, and ball goes off the hands of Weatherby out of bounds. And it'll be Letchworth ball. Kelly with the inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski into the front court for the Legends. Takes the ball up the right side, still has a dribble. Will give it to Beachel in the corner. Back out to Sumariski. Sumariski floats it into Kelly. Kelly underneath the basket. Shot is up. No good. Tapped up. No good by Abbott. And it's going the other way. It is Peterson with it for Pembroke. Peterson will give it to Luca Baker. Baker picks up his dribble. Give it to Peterson. Peterson into the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Kelly got a hand on it. And we're going to get a held ball. Kelly and Mast. And it's going to be Letchworth ball. 6:36 left. It's Letchworth. Letchworth has only scored 5 points in the first 9.5 minutes here in the second half. Sarkis double teamed. We'll kick it out to Kelly. Kelly, give it over to Sumariski on the left side. Sumariski, couple dribbles, now takes it to the lane, finds Beachel. Beachel in the right corner, driving baseline, hits the floor, and we're going to get a foul call on Pembroke. That's going to go on Mast. So Pembroke with some foul difficulties, but they have a 17-point lead, so they should be okay, but that's the fourth foul on Hunter Mast, one of the starters. So Mast with four, Schultz with three. Luke Baker with three. Sumariski open for three. It's off the glass. No good. Long rebound picked up by Mast. He'll give it to Peterson. Peterson, no hurry, taking it up the right side. Now he'll set the offense up. Give it to Luca Baker, top of the key. Baker over to Schultz. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Abbott. Abbott will give it to Beachel. The sophomore, Brody Beachel, into the front court. Has the ball top of the key. Still with a dribble. Now pass underneath to Sumariski. Sumariski, short turnaround. Good. Caden Sumariski with a basket. He has 6 points in the game. And it's Luca Baker into the front court for Pembroke, giving it to Schultz. Back out to Baker. Near steal, but it's Peterson right down the lane. Off the glass. No good. Put back by Mass. Now he'll kick it out to Baker. Three-pointer. It is in and out. And ball on the floor picked up by Mast, and we're going to get another held ball. This time it's going to be Pembroke ball. as Roach will check back in for Letchworth. Abbott will have a rest. Big man for Letchworth. We'll get a couple minutes there from Coach King. And the inbounds pass and score the basket and the foul. It was Weatherby with a basket. And foul call went on Maddox Kelly. That'll be his second. And Weatherby a chance to complete the three-point play. It is 51-34. Pembroke with a lead. 5:17 left here in the fourth quarter. Free throw is good. So Mason Weatherby now with 5 points in the game. And it's Letchworth ball underneath Kelly. We're going to get a travel call on Maddox Kelly. So Pembroke ball, 18-point lead, and the inbounds pass to Luca Baker. Baker, Weatherby, Mast, Peterson, and Schultz on the floor right now for Pembroke. Baker will kick it over to Schultz. Schultz, and it's going to go into the backcourt. That'll be an over and back violation, and it's going to be Letchworth ball. It's going to be Beachel to take it out for Letchworth. Beachel looking for an open ledge and gets it underneath to Roach, and for Pembroke, it was Schultz that almost came up with a steal, but unfortunately he was lying on his back out of bounds when he came up with a steal. So Beachel will lob it into Sumariski. Tries to get it underneath to Kelly. Does. Kelly will draw a foul on Pembroke's number 11. That'll be Mason Weatherby with a foul. That'll be his first. And going to the line for the Legends, it is the senior Maddox Kelly. Kelly with one basket back in the first quarter for 2 points. Look to add to that here. 4:46 left, 18-point Pembroke lead. Free throw is no good. He'll have one more. The Legends are now 7 of 13 from the line. Second free throw is good. Soft touch there. Kelly gets the free throw. And get a whistle. And referee's talking it over. I'm not sure. They blew the whistle when Pembroke had the ball looking to get it. Oh, they're going to say the Pembroke player took the ball from inbounds, stepped out of bounds. And I'll select with ball. It'll be Beachel. Beachel will lob it in to Sarkis. Sarkis will give it to Sumariski. Sumariski, ball top of the key. Over to Roach. Roach will hand it to Kelly. Kelly's turn at the top of the key. He'll give it to Beachel. Beachel thought about the three-pointer. Now we'll give it to Sarkis. Sarkis, 16 seconds on the shot clock. Roach step through, give it to Beachel. Beachel step back three-pointers off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Peterson. Peterson walks it into the front court for the Dragons. 17-point Pembroke lead. They're no hurry offensively. We'll run their sets here. Schultz will give it to Peterson. Back to Schultz. And a little miscommunication there. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Letchworth ball on the side with 3:59 left. Inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski will find Beachel with it. Beachel being watched by Weatherby, has the ball on the right wing. Now he'll kick it over to Kelly. Kelly, top of the key. Take it into the lane. And we'll give it to Sarkis. Back to Kelly. Kelly down underneath, off the glass. Good. Maddox Kelly with a basket. 3 points in the quarter, 5 points in the game. It's Dragons ball, and it's Luca Baker with it. Baker being watched by Sumariski, gets the ball into the front court. Now picks up his dribble, looking for some help. He'll give it out to Peterson. Peterson being watched by Beachel. Takes it into the lane, and a nice rejection there by Roach. And it's Beachel with it. Beachel into the front court, still has the dribble. Now he'll take it into the lane, off the glass. No good. Rebound. And we're going to get another held ball. This time I think it was Kelly and Schultz Dupengeiser checking in. Sarkis will have a rest. And it's Legends ball, 3 minutes, 6 seconds left. Letchworth trailing by 15. It'll be Beechel to inbound. Beechel looking, and he'll float it into Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser on the left wing. Finds Roach, top of the key. Back over to Sumariski on the left side. Sumariski hands it to Dupengeiser. Out to Kelly. Kelly in the lane. Cut off there. Gets a shot up. Off the glass. Good. Maddox Kelly. 5 points here in the quarter for the Legends. They trail by 13. Now Schultz with the ball. Schultz, and it's intercepted by Roach. He'll give it to Sumariski. Sumariski up to Beechel. Beechel down the left side on the baseline. Shot is no good. And ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Pembroke ball. And we're going to get a timeout from Coach Shea. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
2:32 left in the fourth quarter. It is Pembroke 52 and Letchworth 39. As the Dragons looking to close it out, they led by 1 point at the half. Had a big third quarter to open up a 15-point lead going into the fourth quarter. It's been a fairly low scoring, 7 for Letchworth, 5 for Pembroke. And as I said, 2:32 left. It'll be Dragons ball. And it will be Peterson to inbound. And he'll get the inbounds pass to Luca Baker, back to Peterson. Peterson will get the ball into the front court. Letchworth playing their man-to-man defense. Peterson over to Schultz for three. It's off the rim. No good. Ball on the floor. And it is Sarkis coming up with it. Gives it to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser into the front court. Finds Sarkis. Back to Dupengeiser. Over to Kelly. It's intercepted. Going the other way. It is Mast. Mast goes in for the layup. No good, but he will draw the foul. Hunter Mast with a steal. And he's going to get a couple free throws after the foul on Brian Roach. That'll be his third. And at the line for Pembroke, it'll be Hunter Mast. Mast, the 1 of 3 from the line so far. And a total of 7 points. This one around the rim and out. He'll have one more. .205 left, 13-point Pembroke lead, and it's still 13, and Pembroke gets the ball back. Mass double team will kick it out to Baker. Now it's Peterson with a ball for Pembroke. Now he'll take it in, off the glass, and good. Nolan Peterson now with 15 points in the game, and it's Dupengeiser with the ball for Letchworth. Dupengeiser into the front court, over on the right side. They kick it, and it's intercepted. Interception by Peterson. So Nolan Peterson having another all-around good game for Pembroke. He is just a sophomore. Going to be, looks like quite the player in the coming years. And we're going to get a foul call on Letchworth. That's going to be on Caden Becker, who has checked in. Becker, a junior. Hoffman also in for Letchworth. Inbounds pass comes to Mast. Mast out to Schultz. Schultz into the lane. Give it to Mast. Mast will hand it out. And they work the ball around a perimeter. Schultz will give it to Peterson. Still 20 seconds on the shot clock. Pembroke in no hurry. It's Baker with it. That's Luca Baker giving it to Schultz. Now the Peterson baseline, and it's intercepted by Kaufman. He finds Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser into the front court. Take it down underneath. Pass to Roach. His shot is no good. Putback is no good by Kaufman, but he'll go to the line, shoot a couple free throws. So the sophomore, Trenton Kaufman, looking to get into the scorebook. Foul call went on Schultz. That's his fourth. But no matter, with just 46 seconds left and a 15-point Pembroke lead. Kaufman free throw is no good. He'll have one more. That's worth 8 of 15 from the line. And they're now 8 of 16. It's going to be Pembroke ball. Peterson with the inbounds pass. Now it's Mast with it. Mast into the front court. He's in no hurry. About 11 seconds differential between shot clock and game clock. It's Baker with it. That's Luca Baker. Picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Weatherby. Now give it to Peterson. Peterson's. We'll give it to Weatherby in the corner. Weatherby, foul line extended. Picks up his dribble. We'll give it to Baker. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 30 seconds left in the game clock. Pembroke with the lead. And it's Peterson for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Weatherby. He'll kick it out to Baker. Baker to Peterson. They're content to dribble it out. 6 seconds left. 5-4. And the final score is going to be Pembroke 54, Letcher 39. We'll be back to take a look at the final scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire in operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Back where the Letchworth Legends hosted the Pembroke Dragons. Dragons victorious 54-39. We'll run down the scoring for Pembroke under coach Matt Shea. They improved to 4 wins, 2 losses. They were led to scoring tonight. Nolan Peterson and Luca Baker, 15 points apiece. 8 points for Owen Schultz. 7 points for Hunter Mast. 5 for Mason Weatherby. 2 for Connor Wojcik. And 2 for Gage Baker. For Letchworth, leading scorer tonight was Brody Beecho with 11. 7 points for Maddox Kelly. 6 apiece for Caden Suberisky, Jaden Wright. 5 for Darren Abbott, 3 for Brian Roach, and 1 for Dylan Duppengeiser. Legends fall to 1 win, 8 losses under coach Tyler King. Next broadcast will be coming your way Friday night. It'll be Pavilion at Warsaw. I'd like to thank BK back at the studio. This has been John Carlson. You've been listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw, state-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Virgin, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center, on the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at WCJW.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons on the CJ Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jam. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.